Welcome friends, welcome again from Team AW, myself Dr. Ajay SMLT. Dear friends, we have discussed the plagiarism in our live interactive webinar. Those who have missed can go through the YouTube or the podcast of that particular webinar. In this particular week, we have discussed the literature review. You know, literature review is the foundation of research work. As we discussed that, what is the concept of literature review, the purpose, types of sources and basics of doing the quality literature review. We know that literature review is systematic and organized compilation and critical study of related body of knowledge, summarizing, synthesizing. Remember, two important aspects of doing the literature review. Actually, the literature review converts all your information into the knowledge, and when the knowledge is processed, it leads to the wisdom. So a proper processing of information is required, and it is only possible when the information is processed in the literature review to yield the knowledge. Knowledge must be presented because the information is a weapon in 21st century. Information to be collected, the sources we have to identify, the literature review sources, like what are the books, journals, you know, regarding these, especially if we talk about the journals, quality journals to refer, we have discussed the journal matrices. To whom to address or to whom to refer, the quality of researchers we have discussed in author metrics. So identify the quality journals, quality researchers to whom you want to refer. Collect the articles properly and prepare the literature review. We have discussed the rationale of doing a literature review, that you must have a ready reckoner, understanding the origin of idea and processing it into the form of aims, laying down the objectives and all that things. And one important aspect of doing the literature review is ensuring the novelty. We must ensure the novelty when we are doing the research. This is only possible when we do a quality literature review. Now, how we do the literature review? We plan very effectively. First of all, planning. Then search and compilation, organizing and focusing, then analyzing, and then identifying the rationale, novelty and objectives. Planning, a good planning is half work done. What you have to plan, that to which extent you are going to cover the background of the research, what thing, on which basis, and what to search, the current updated references from types of sources, primary, secondary and tertiary. We have discussed all these things, including the offline and online sources, that what kind of offline and online sources you should take. The, among the online sources, the Google, specifically the Google Scholar, we have emphasized. Use Scholar, not just Google. Okay, use the prestigious publishers like Elsevier, Springer and other one. Depending on your field of study or the subject. Other online sources, including very important sources for specifically for biomedical and life sciences, the PubMed, you know, US National Medical Libraries archival it is, and it's a, one of the best abstracting or indexing agency, you can say. However, you can also use the YouTube, Wikipedia, depending on your requirement. And remember, The most important source is your supervisor. The experience survey you can have from the supervisor. So always discuss with your supervisor about the body of literature review, about the processing of literature review, about the extent of literature review. So the planning must be done after due consultation, after getting the due guidelines from your supervisor. So supervising and the supervisor's role is very important in literature review, because he or she tells how to search. We also discuss that, what do you want your research, how it should move, whether it should sink or swim. It all depends on quality of research work. However, they are not thumb rules about the length and breadth of your literature review, but depending upon your PhD work, depending on your PG dissertation work, the length may vary. So do refer to your library as an offline literature survey, and remember to take the notes, proper notes, specifically when you are going to the online sources. So after that, we discussed that what are the Boolean search, what are the Boolean operators, how we can do the online search using the Boolean operators and or not, remember? So do use these for effective search in less time. And it is utmost important to know the Google Scholar, how we can have the references in a particular style from the Google Scholar. So then it becomes important that when you have got all the things, all the literature, organizing and focusing is very important. Focus. Do the convergent search from broader to the narrowing the topics. It is very important. Structuring your literature review is very, very important. We discussed that thing. And it leads to the particular aim and objectives. When you duly analyze these things, you identify the rational, that rational aim and objectives you lay down depending on the basis of the overall literature review. And this literature review must have the all key features like size, optimum size, quality, good quality, versatility, correctness, completeness, criticalness, convergent. So learn to organize and compile the literature review on the basis of time frame, topic wise, publication wise, etc. And it is very, very important. Analyzing the literature review critically leads to the identification of the research gaps, rationale, and help in laying down your aim and objectives, as we have already mentioned. So we just wrapped up the literature review. So far we covered. In the next module, or rather in next week, we are going to address the literature databases, national and international databases, and then we'll be discussing the literature management tools, which are very, very important things when we are dealing with a huge number of references, a huge literature. We need some management tools, and we want to learn those things. So let's enter into the next week. There we will discuss the literature management tools. And those who have skipped their weekly quizzes and skipped their videos, you can do it, I know. But always remember the last due date of submission. You all are welcome with your queries in discussion forum. We are addressing your each and every queries, trying to cater the 100% queries in the discussion forum. So friends, happy learning and keep learning the academic writing. Bye bye for now. Thank you. Bye bye from your course coordinator, Dr. Ajay Simulty from Gadwal University. Thank you for being with us.